good morning. Banging in the moan. Hi, I'm Chris. My voice is a bit ropey, but from the neck down, I feel great.
The Chris Moyle Show, now with more listeners. National Radio.
So we're live in Birmingham. Hooray!
Hooray!
You sound great.
Let's go, Daddy-o.
Daddy-o? I believe that's the first time we've ever used that phrase on the air. Birmingham's lovely.
Isn't it?
It's beautiful.
And not only is it a beautiful city, but the weather's really nice too.
That's actually what I meant, to be fair. It's great. I love it here.
Hmm.
You look fantastic.
Thank you very much.
Your eyes are... See, what I like about your look today, instead of having big, bright eyes, you've got small, tiny, hard-to-see eyes. Which means I have to look harder into your eyes to see you.
They're like small dots in the snow.
That's a good phrase for it, yeah. So, we recorded our episode of The Archers yesterday, which was one of the most surreal things we've ever done. And we'll talk about that later. So, if you're just waking up, nothing for you changes. For us, everything changes, as Take That One sang. And the first record this morning, we're going to play a game in the studio, which is called Wake Up Very Quickly. And we start now, Dave. Go.
What, with this?
Yeah. Well, no, we'll just do some exercise or something.
I'm awake.
That's lovely.
It's funny how
no doubt it's my life. Good morning, Great Britain. So for the whole of that song, Dave and I were waking up, and now we're awake.
Wide awake.
We're wide awake. How sad. So we get to do the show from the Radio 2 studio today.
Like grown-up people.
Yeah, and Janice Long was in here last night.
And you left her a note last night. Did she reply to your note?
You can still smell the fumes.
Can you? What? Did she reply to your note?
She did. Where was it? Oh, there it is, right in front of me. Look, there's a picture of Janice Long mm-hmm. there. Lovely. She used to be on Radio 1.
Beautiful lady.
In the 50s.
80s.
Morning, Mr. Moyles. Sounds as though you had a great night. And then it goes on. There's personal stuff that I don't really think I should go into. So there you go. Isn't that lovely?
It's beautiful.
And we met Alex Lester this morning. He's been on Radio 2 since 1923. And he did the show in the other studio, so it's great. So we're in a Radio 2 studio today, but to be honest, I don't think that'll affect the show anymore from now on, so... Ha-ha, see, Dave? It's the Radio 2 news jingle!
Life in the funny lane.
Yeah, which starts later. Right, coming up, we'll play Tom Craft, we'll play Jet, and the brilliant Are You Gonna Be My Girl. Let's get some news and support from Dom and Jules. It's 7 o'clock.
Action over those faked abuse photos.
And West Ham are on the verge of an instant premiership return.
BBC. And the weather's sunshine for most of us. Could be a few showers, though, in the north of England and Scotland later. Radio Newsweek is now... They don't do this on Radio 2.
What?
They don't do this on Radio 2.
Radio 2?
They talk all over the weather person.
This is what they do, don't they? In the newsroom, Dominic Byrne. That's what they do.
And they usually say thanks to the DJs. Well,
no, they don't.
Thanks, Chris.
No, they ignore them.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought they say thanks.
No, they don't.
They do.
They don't.
Look, here's what they do. Don't
I used
interrupt.
To work on Radio 2.
You've never worked in your life. So what they do is, Dave, right?
Hmm.
They go, that's the sounds of Piggity Witch there. It's 7 o'clock in the newsroom, Dominic Byrne.
Orphan
Hello.
Orphan.
No,
and then
not
you get some
dingy
bird on the other end.
Silly. But I've got all the jingles here.
That's good.
You can have whichever one you want.
The travel jingle.
Can't see it. Okay. Well, I'm sure it'll be there somewhere.
All the others would be great.
Yeah.
Well, I can give you the jazz funk female vox if you want.
Have you got the jazz funk female vox there?
Yeah, I've got that one, yeah. 88 to 91. Jules.
Do you have Alex
Jules,
Lester?
Why are you whispering during the jazz funk female vocal?
I wasn't doing anything.
You were? I heard you going...
She was singing.
I wasn't.
You just did it. I
so
heard you.
Did not.
Dave?
I've got brown bits and you can see my thong.
Is that what she was saying?
Have you got Alex Lester's jingle?
Have I got Alex Lester's jingle?
I used to work for him.
Did you?
He used to answer his phones.
We met him this morning for the first time. And you know how all the DJs have photos?
Yeah.
And I've seen his photo. I've never met him before, and I've seen his photo many times. And it's outside the studio here, because that's where he does his show. And then he came out the studio. They look like two different people.
I thought that. He looks nothing like his photo.
Nothing
I thought it was a different person.
He gave me voice training.
He gave you voice training?
Yes.
He's got a lot to answer for, hasn't he? In the newsroom, Dominic Byrne. That's what they do.
I'd laugh if someone did that, though.
Really?
Yeah, well,
I'm gonna do
not
that
very
all,
professionally.
All morning. Well, you know, you're not very professional, are you? Do you know, I reckon I'll be able to find the new traffic jingle if you really want.
That would be good.
I'm reckoning, no, that won't work. So I've got a keyboard in front of me, but I don't know which one is travel.
It's really exciting, isn't it?
If you want, I've got the Soul M Vox.
That sounds nice.
I can't believe Juliet was singing.
Singing along to her, how embarrassing is that?
I wasn't.
You, what, we can hear you.
No, I wasn't saying anything.
She's like this.
BBC Radio 2.
You know, she's had voice training from Alex Lester, you know. Is that the only training you had from Alex?
Oh, yeah.
Go on, just check it out, then. We're back from our short holiday, so thank you to Scott Mills. If you prefer his show to ours, you need to take some pills. We hope you've heard our good news and that you understand. We just increased our audience 680,000. The Chris Moyle Show, now with more listeners. National Radio 1. Love that song. Love that song. Morning. Chris Moyle Show. How are ya? It's quarter past seven, or near enough. So I'm so used to a digital clock in the studio that, like a normal person's clock, it just throws me.
I can't work an analog clock.
Well, it's 7:14 now.
Is it?
Yeah, so it's almost quarter past seven.
I have just problems because like three different hands all moving at once.
I've got to join in with some of the text messages. You do sound still a bit kind of in the land of the bladdered person.
I think that's very rude.
Rachel, how does he sound?
He sounds shocking,
oh, me?
Dave.
Yeah, you. I thought you meant you.
Oh, no!
Oh, no, I don't sound drunk. No way.
You do.
I think I sound all right.
Do you?
You sound fine.
Thank you.
And you sound...
In the land of the bladdered people.
I think that's very harsh.
Once upon a time.
Dave overslept this morning.
In the land of the bladdered people.
You did. 10 minutes.
I woke you up.
I got to tell enough because my taxi was outside waiting. And they obviously don't do that in Birmingham. And they rang Rachel.
Twice.
Moaning that I wasn't in the taxi. Yeah, give him a slap. You're picking up a legend.
You?
Yeah. From the land of the bladdered people. I've worked out the echo button, you may have noticed. Oh, yes. No flies on me. So there you go. Although, we're not the worst this morning, because that would be Will Greyhead Kinder. I think someone definitely gave him alcohol last night.
Wasn't me, I never bought him a drink.
No,
did you?
No. Get lost. I can't be held responsible for Will. So that's the reason why I don't buy him any beer. That and I'm tight, obviously. So we're in Birmingham this morning, so morning to everyone who listens to us in Birmingham. It's beautiful here today. It's absolutely gorgeous. We're in Pebble Mill, the legendary Pebble Mill, home of doctors, previously the home to Anna Nick, and Pebble Mill at One, and other great, great shows.
Does Top Gear come from here?
No idea.
And that nature one with John Craven, the farming one.
See, now...
On Sunday.
See, now, get Countryfile.
Countryfile,
I always thought Countryfile was BBC Bristol.
Oh. Ah, that would make sense, wouldn't it? Because Bristol, I think, does all the nature programmes.
Mm-hmm. If you're just waking up thinking, this is fascinating radio today, you'd be right. Right, what we're going to do, we'll play a record and then we'll do Buzz Off.
Terrific news.
Yeah. Would you like to start the next CD, Dave?
Would I?
What? Yep, it's what? On that one there, the last
yes,
one.
Yes, okay.
Okay.
Right,
so,
now?
Yeah, as soon as you're ready. Look at that.
Uh-huh.
You're such a team.
What a double act.
Listen, I can have some more Radio 2 jingles if you want, Rachel.
No, we're all right.
Right, okay, right.
No.
Two sides to every story. Shut up, love. It's 7:17.
See, I don't
believe you.
Know why you're crying like, oh, yeah.
I'm going to stick my neck out here. Shut up. She's a liar.
Right.
I heard the interview with Scott Mills on the Listen Again feature. I'm just plugging the BBC thing. She's a liar.
Well, I think it was made up by the record company, was it not?
I don't think she ever went out with Eamon, ever. Sorry, I may be wrong, but I don't think I am. And she's so vague about it. So, you went out with Eamon? Yeah. You did, yeah. And when was that? Oh, you know, it's before. Before when? Yeah, now. Before now. And how long did you go out with him for? I'd say it was from the beginning until the end of the relationship. That's when you went out with him? Yeah, it was about that long there. And what was he like? Well, yeah, you know, it was good at the beginning, but then bad, you know, yeah. So, and he wrote the song about you. I think so. That's my favourite line. Mm. I think so, yeah. So you've written this about you right back and all that. What if it turns out it wasn't written about you? Well, I don't care. I'm the UK's number one. Yeah, that's right, yeah. I don't believe them. I think they're all liars.
And how did she get the rights to the backing track?
Exactly right. Oi, Missy, Frankie. Liar. Time for this morning's beautiful buzz-off track. Here from the Radio 2 studio at Pebble Mill in Birmingham. Sunny outside, Dave.
Very nice, yes.
Lovely day.
Terrific.
All right, so I brought another CD in from home. This is from our going away to do shows out of London compilation CD for Buzz Off, if that makes any sense. But I think it's a good one. So we're very honoured to be actually joined by Alad for a link this morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Feeling great, actually.
I'm not.
Why?
Because the studio that we're in now...
Yeah.
I can't see you unless I turn all the way round. In other words, I have my back to you.
Hello.
And I'll be honest, that worries me. So currently, as see, now I can turn around and see Dave, but I need to turn all the way round to see Alan.
Hello.
And really, you're not worth the effort.
Oh, Chris, I've dressed up especially for you this morning.
No, you haven't dressed up for me at all, and we all know why you dressed up in the way that you have dressed up, and we'll talk about that later.
Right.
So don't get me going.
Okay.
I went shopping with Alan yesterday.
I enjoyed that.
Never again.
That was good.
Do you like this? Do you like... Oh, don't like that. Do you like this? Oh, what about that? I don't like that. Well, that's not you. Do you like this?
I don't know how you fall for that every time.
I've never really gone properly clothes shopping with him before.
But shopping's for girls generally. Why'd you do it?
You need someone who's going to give you an honest opinion.
Oh, and he certainly did that all right. Oh, no, that makes you look fat.
And that.
I said to him, Alan, I haven't tried it on yet. This is what I walked into the shop with. Cheeky sod. Right, so are you ready? You know the rules by now. If you like the following CD, text buzz on to 8199. If you don't like it, buzz off to 8199. Buzz on or buzz off. Are you ready?
Let's go.
Oh, send it up loud.
Some people might say my life is in a rut. I'm quite happy with what I got. People might say that I should strive for more, but I'm so happy I can't see the fine things happening here today. A show of strength with your
Alice Buzz.
No!
I'm so happy and you're so kind.
If
you want more money, it costs a
classic.
But you'll have textbooks for atomic wives, and the public gets what the public wants. But I want nothing, society's got some going underground. Going underground. What if the brass bands play up? Start to pound, going underground. What if the boys all sing, or if the boys all shout for tomorrow? Might get some pleasure to hate me. I've been up for any of my fate. People might need some
intention to relax me. I'm too busy dodging through your precious 3 years. So what you get, you made your bed, you better lie.
Get texting.
You choose your leaders and place your trust. As their lies will shut down and their promises rust. Losing killing machines with paper rockets and guns. And the public wants what the public gets. But I don't give up, this society wants. I'm going underground. The brass bands play a beat, start to pound, going underground. So let the boys all sing, let the boys all shout for tomorrow. Oh, la 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 la, oh, la 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 la. We're talking and talking till my head explodes. I turn on the news and my body explodes. Spraying shit from my TV screen, but this boy shouts.
Looks like Buzz on it'll be.
Rachel Buzz.
Oh, me, Dave Buzz.
And Listener Buzz. Excellent, how good was that?
Terrific.
Seriously, Allard.
What?
Have you not heard that song before? Do you not like that song? What was the story with the early Buzz?
Didn't like it.
Have you heard that before?
I have, actually, but I don't know who it is.
You don't know who it is?
I know I should know. Because I know the song so well. But it's too early.
I've heard it a few times before, but I don't know who it is. Really? Yes, but I know it so well.
Mm.
Well, because you hear it all the time,
what's
don't
it called?
You? Going Underground.
That was a pure guess, wasn't it?
Well, yeah, from the chorus.
Right. It is Going Underground by The Jam.
Oh, that'll be it.
Right.
Yeah.
And lead singer of The Jam was... Don't just click back at me. Oh, God. And he's gone. That's right.
Okay, Allard, here's a clue for
you.
Oh,
I don't like this
game. His surname might be something you put in your hair.
Gel.
That's right.
Man United versus Millwall in the FA Cup final. Let's go.
It's our pal Fiddy. He rang me the other night.
Did he?
Not really, but go with it. Yeah, he's just kind of seen how... Oh, do you know, actually, you want him to take Corrie for him? Because he can't get it out there anymore.
Is he not on satellite?
No. He gets EastEnders.
Shady Aftermath.
Shady Aftermath. Mm. But he just wanted me to put a few tapes of Corrie in the post.
No diggity.
No doubt. And Murphy's Law. New to BBC One on a Monday night.
Is that James Nesbitt?
Yes, right. Because I think we discussed this last time the series went on. I was the only person in the UK who watched it. I love Murphy's Law. It's great. Well, I am very sad. What can I tell you?
Hey. Who knows?
I love your random, we're away from the studio in London, so you... Hey. Who knows? Hey. We have Archers Fun, Dave, talking about the Archers, because I recorded the Archers yesterday. In fact, we all did. Rhubarb, rhubarb, rhubarb. And I had a couple of lines, so we'll talk about that. Plus, much, much more coming up later.
BBC. Radio 1. Newsbeat.
We'll do the Strokes, we'll do Cassidy and R. Kelly, and then we'll do some good stuff. Let's get some news from Dominic. It's 7:31.
And the main news this morning is about military police action over the... And it's 7:35 now.
At the Travel Centre, Dominic Byrne.
Thanks, Chris. Well, let's have a quick look at the roads. How was that?
That's great.
Sorry.
And we'll check in with you in half an hour.
That's lovely. Good.
Bye.
Bye. That's like grown-up radio.
Oh, if you're just switching on and you don't know what the hell's going on, we're in the Radio 2 studio in Birmingham this morning because we're recording for Radio 4's The Archers yesterday. Later on, I'm hoping to be on Radio 3 and 5 Live. I'll do the whole thing. Apparently, if you appear on all the BBC national networks in 24 hours, you get a set of steak knives. I'm looking forward to that.
Does it look more kind of grown-up? than our studio.
Yes, it does. By the way, can I just say, even though I'm a few, how many miles to London? 150?
About 120.
Even though I'm 120 miles away, Dominic, I know for a fact that you added the word though.
Do you know what? I didn't.
Before you, what?
I didn't.
Did you write the word though?
I did. I actually wrote the word though.
So it's
I learned my lesson from yesterday, trying to ad lib in a newsy way.
Okay. Juliet?
Yeah?
So Alan Smith, so far, hasn't signed for Man U.
No, no, he's still in the first division with Leeds.
Oh, shut up.
£3.5 million they offered first.
What division are Port Vale in?
Second, we just missed out on the playoffs on goal difference, so we could have been playing you next season if we obviously scored and more goals.
But you didn't, so shut your mouth, you trollop.
Oh, thanks.
Right. What?
I was going to tell you that Man U offered 3.5 and then offered 5.5 and
Leeds
say, not enough.
It's not enough.
It's not good enough for a Premiership player.
We don't want their money.
In the first division.
We don't want their money.
You want anybody's money,
no,
surely.
No, we don't want their money. We don't want their money. We can't take their money. We might have to, but we don't want to.
I think you should take Liverpool's money.
Well, do you have Alan Smith there?
Yeah, definitely. No, Heskey's gone, yeah.
Well, how do you feel about that? As a Liverpool fan, Dominic...
I'd be incredibly happy if Alan Smith came to Liverpool.
No, that ain't gonna happen. But about Heskey going to Birmingham...
I'm not that bothered,
right,
to be honest with you, although I know a lot of Liverpool fans do rate him.
Right.
And I don't.
You don't rate him at all?
I do rate him.
Because you know he'll score in Portugal.
I know, you were saying that yesterday, weren't you?
He might get a goal as well.
Everyone bad mouths him, then he crops up and scores when you need him.
Just ignore that, that's fine then, Dominic. I just did a joke there, that's all right.
What did you say, sorry?
It doesn't matter.
Straight over.
In the shower, Dominic Byrne.
Since we started in the morning, we've had a lot of fun. Increased the listening figures, made Peter Andre number one. The biggest hit in radio, we're as cool as the Fonz. But the stupid Sony judges only handed us a bronze.
7:38, good morning.
The Chris Moyle Show, now with more listeners. National Radio 1.
Just waking up. Don't worry, it's not 6 a.m. It's coming up to 7:46, though, right here on BBC Radio 1. Good morning, I'm Chris, this is my friend Dave.
Good morning.
And we're in Birmingham today. Joy. It's absolutely glorious outside in Birmingham. I hope it's nice where you are, but I think it is. Nice weather's coming, Dave.
Not a cloud in the sky.
There might be.
That's official. No, not where we are anyway.
Okay, right.
More listeners, National Radio 1.
Although, to be fair, our view of the sky, we can only see a little square of the sky when we go outside, and there's no cloud in that bit.
But I think there's no cloud generally where we are.
Okay, good.
I believe.
We had a very fun journey on the way up to Birmingham yesterday from London, which we'll talk about later. But I think today's show is dedicated to Will Greyhead Kinder, our old producer and now day producer. What's his official title now?
Day producer.
Well, no, I always say that, but he always says something else.
Well, he says to me, when he introduces me, he always says, this is Rachel, she's a producer on the show. She has the honour of getting up early in the morning, and then I take over from her in the day.
Hence my title, day producer.
Yeah.
He always kind of throws words like executive and things like that before his time.
I haven't heard him say that.
It's fair to say, though, without Will Kinder, we wouldn't be here today.
No, we'd be in a luxurious... No. It's fair to say, without Will Kinder, we'd have got here quicker yesterday.
Let's save this thought.
It's fair to say, without Will Kinder... Actually, last night wouldn't have been as entertaining, would it?
No. Or yesterday afternoon.
Yeah.
In fact,
the whole thing, really, since we left the building in London... Wouldn't have been quite so entertaining without Will Kinder. He's special. Yeah. And we want him to stay that way.
Special is a good word for him. Mm. Morning, by the way, if you're listening, Will. He's currently gone out to get breakfast.
He's gone to the drive-thru.
you went about an hour ago.
I know.
But he's walking
through a drive-thru. How bonkers is that, Rachel? Please move to the next window. Please, I didn't have any cash.
Please walk to the next window. Hello? And then they open that little slidey window. I love the drive-thru.
Mm.
I still get excited at the drive-thru. How sad is that? I think it's pretty though, because I know that food is coming. And obviously I get very excited at that. Oh, is he here? How's he looking? Ah, here he is, look!
The man of the devil.
How are you, Will? How are you, Will?
I'm really well, thank you.
Will, clear this up. When you're talking to people about your job, what do you describe your job as, title-wise?
Day producer.
Right, okay. Not executive day producer?
Well, it depends if Rachel's around or not.
Right, okay.
If Rachel's not around, I describe myself as pretty much the boss. If she's there, I go, Rachel's assistant.
Right, okay. I think you cleared that up.
Thank you.
How was the McDonald's walkthrough?
What do you mean, walkthrough?
You can't be driving.
It's miles away.
Okay, good.
No, Kate drove.
Okay, lovely.
I was going to say, because you're way over the limit.
This is quite true. Yeah, yeah.
Plus, he doesn't have a car with him.
Or indeed a license.
So we'll be like, I'm just jumping to the drive-thru. In whose car? I have no idea. It was part of the car park at the BBC. I thought it was like a big free-for-all.
Imagine getting a ticket for drunk driving without a car.
Maybe you could get done for drunk walking.
I probably would. Anyway, the Golden Arches are here for breakfast.
Shh. Did you pay?
Sort of.
You're so mean.
Sort of. In other words, you bummed some money off somebody.
I went Dutch.
Dutch McDonald's? I've never heard of such a thing. They've got everything in Birmingham. What do they sell at Dutch McDonald's?
The only problem is that in the car, one of the coffees spilt, and I have... Now, if you want a coffee, it's on my jacket.
That's lovely. There was a few disasters last night. My brother got a glass of... Because my brother's here. Don't ask why. It's a long story. My brother got a glass of Jägermeister all over his trousers. Our other friend, Mark, and I have to tell the story because I know for a fact there's no way on God's earth he's going to be awake. Mark works for another radio station, right? And he decided that... he produces a show and decided it would be a good idea to ring his presenter at... 1 o'clock this morning, whilst being very drunk, and leave a message on his phone, which was a really, really, really bad idea. And then decides to bring me into the conversation and hands the phone. And Chris is here and he wants to say hello as well. And he shoves the phone in front of my face and I'm thinking, well, I'm not saying anything, because I'm not leaving a message on this stranger's answer phone. Say something. Say it. Oh, he's not saying anything. But anyway, so I'll see you in the morning. Bye. It's like 1 o'clock in the morning. So he's going to be very popular today.
Good morning, Mark, if you're listening.
He won't be listening.
He won't be listening.
He won't be listening. There's no way. He wasn't really able to understand us last night, so he won't be able to understand us this morning.
I'm more worried about your brother's trousers. I didn't know he spilled Jägermeister.
No, he didn't. Someone else knocked it over. Yeah, because there was a random Scottish drunk man in our group last night. I mean, every drinking group should have one. And no one seemed to know exactly who he was, but he was more than welcome to sit with us. And he kept falling asleep ever so often, and then at one point woke up and then just knocked his glass all over my brother. And my brother goes, oh, it's all over my leg. And it was my drink. I don't know whether he was more upset about losing the drink or actually going all over him.
It sounds like some sort of spy thing. I have Jägermeister on my trousers. That's what you say.
Maybe only in your head.
Maybe I should go and lie down somewhere.
Yes.
It sounds like a spy thing.
I have Jägermeister on my trousers.
Of course, a classic line from most of the Bond movies. Good morning, Mr. Bond. I have Jägermeister all over my trousers.
Listen, comrade, I have Jägermeister on my trousers.
So you're loving it, aren't you?
Not really. So anyway, there you go. So the moral of all this story is to all the younger people listening, okay, don't ever work with Will. There you go.
One life on Radio 1. Live it.
If you're still in bed, you're allowed to stay in bed for the intro, the piano intro of the next song. But then on the drums, you have to leap out of bed. All right, Dave?
Mm-hmm.
Go. Brilliant. Coldplay and Clocks. If you got out of bed on the drums, I'm very proud of you. If you're still lying in bed... You lazy git. 7:57. This is Faithless. Whether long-range weapon or suicide bomb or wicked weapon of mass destruction. Love it. Halliburton, Enron, or anyone. Faithless at Radio 1. I really like that. It's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
On BBC One gets a mention, it could have got Radio 1 in there somewhere. You know what I mean? They're just not trying. I think they're doing it on purpose. Faithless mentioned BBC One. Franz Ferdinand mentioned BBC Two. You know, you're hard-pushed to find a record on the charts these days that mentions Channel 5. One. Maybe Busted will do it.
Do you think?
I came alive while I watched Channel 5.
Nanel 5? What's that? You said Nanel.
I said Channel 5,
didn't
I? You
said Nanel.
Didn't mean to say Nanel.
Nanel 5.
Nanu Nanu.
Great reference there.
Ask your parents.
Coming up, we'll play Evanescence. We'll play the 411 Ghostface Killer song, which everybody seems to love. And we'll talk about just exactly what happened yesterday. From leaving Radio 1 to coming in this morning, the full horror stories coming up. After we get some news and support from Dom and Jules, it's 8:01.
A soldier's arrested over the fake photo.
And Daily puts West Ham in touching distance of the Premiership.
BBC Radio on Newsbeat. It's now coming up to 8:05.
Hi.
Hi.
I am here.
Hello.
Sorry about that.
That's all right.
I was going to do something for you. Do the time again.
Okay, blah, 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 blah. It's now coming up to it is 8:05.
On the toilet, Dominic Byrne.
Uma.
Hello.
Uma?
Uma Thurman.
Is she in there with you?
It was a flashback to me, Uma.
Uma?
Uma.
You having fun?
Is that... Yes.
Well, a moderate amount of fun, I suppose.
Yeah.
Oh, we had a laugh yesterday. We went to the train station, as you do when you want to catch a train.
Yeah.
And we checked the boards.
Mm-hmm.
And there it is, a nice 10:45 train to Birmingham.
Right.
New Street. So we, platform one. Off we pop, down the platform, get on the train. Will, by the way, is leading the way because he's looking after us. As an experienced producer.
He's day producer, after all.
Day producer. Executive, if Rachel's not around. So we sit on the train. It's one of those nice Virgin trains, quite posh.
Nice.
Yeah, looking good. Until the announcement comes on. Who was that?
Was that me? I do apologise. How rude. I can't believe that halfway through this great train story, my stomach made that noise.
What were you drinking last night, Dave?
What was I drinking?
Yeah.
Just mineral water.
Really?
But I did have a glass of wine before bed.
Ah, bonjour.
Bienvenue.
Yeah.
Bonjour.
That was really loud. In my headphones, that was very loud.
So we get on the train.
And perfectly timed that I went, and then the announcement goes...
So we get on the train.
So we get on the train, we start moving. Well, first of all, we're having, must admit, and I know it's a bad habit, but there are worse, that Will and I are having a cigarette before the train starts, okay?
Yeah.
So we're out. And the bloke goes, get on the train, get on the train! It's only 10:40, what's this problem? Or 5 minutes yet. So get on the train and sit down, and away we go. And we start going through the tunnels. It's all exciting as we leave London until we hear... Ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard the 10:40 to Lancaster. Stopping it everywhere apart from where you want to get off.
So
we're like,
no.
We're not on the wrong train, are we? We can't. Please tell us. And Will goes, don't look at me. I'll go and sort it out. So Dave and I are going. So where do we get? Milton Keynes. We go Milton Keynes. Just wait for the next train, which will be what, a few minutes behind us. Yeah, Will comes back. We're getting off at Rugby. Why? Because I think that's where we should get off. Why? Because I've looked at the map, and lots of the trains go through Rugby. Okay? Right, fine. So we get to Rugby, and we have to wait for half an hour for the Birmingham train to take us to Birmingham New Street. And then half an hour later, bing bong! Apologies for the delayed train to Birmingham New Street, which will be a further half an hour delayed. So, the four of us, me, Dave, my brother and Will, are standing at Rugby platform like four pillocks for an hour yesterday. And then the train comes and we get on it. Apologies, ladies and gentlemen, but due to some technical difficulties beyond our control, this train will stop at Birmingham International. So we get off at Birmingham International. We've got to get another train to New Street.
So it's an hour late, and it's not even going to our desired destination.
At 10:30 we left Radio 1, we arrived in Birmingham at 2:15.
Nice one, Will.
Three Will, trains.
You're a legend.
I love the fact that Aled and I left about 2 hours after you and arrived 20 minutes when you after you arrived.
Then we get to the hotel, and we've all got our bags and everything. Dave up to the desk first. Hi, yes, Dave Vitti, yes, thank you very much, thanks.
And oh, that's me again!
Dave, stop it!
I can't believe it! It's astonishing.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Your stomach can't wait to get on the air this morning.
It's because, and I'll admit, I've just had my breakfast.
No kidding!
And it's saying hello to you. Good morning, says Dave's breakfast.
Your mouth saying yes, but well, your stomach saying hello.
Juliet needs oxygen at this point, by the way. You're right, Jules.
For those of you on the clock radios listening in bed, basically, Dave's microphone just keeps picking up noises from Dave's stomach. So twice in this link, we just heard... It's like, they're better noises than the sound effects man in the Archers yesterday. My stomach's playing up today, I tell you that, Eddie. I can hear it.
I do apologise, how embarrassing.
Oh, it's a beautiful radio moment.
I'm going to bail out and to pull the chute.
pull the chute.
That's what you do with
parachuting. Is it a parachuting reference?
No. It's... Yes, of course it was.
You pull a cord.
Whatever!
Pull the cord.
Maybe we should just open the line.
Pull the chute, pull the cord, slap Aled. It's all the same.
What happened when you got to the hotel?
When we got to the hotel, Dave just checked himself in, and the slowest hotel receptionist ever, who, by the way, who Dave goes, I'd like to check in, please. My name's Vitti, thanks. And he just goes, won't be a moment, and popped through the special door. Didn't notice
it. It's like Stars in Their Eyes. He just disappeared into some kind of mystery land and then came back.
Who are you going to be tonight, Matthew? I'm going to be rubbish, slow receptionist. Thank you. Goes to the door, didn't come back for 10 minutes. Anyway, but so we made it, we're here now, and everything is good.
Oh, dear.
Great.
And do you want me to set you up with another great story for later?
Yes, please.
Okay, Aled has to leave early this morning.
Right, why?
Because Aled has a photo shoot.
What?
Aled has a photo shoot later this morning. It's with him and a woman, but he doesn't know who the woman is, because he hasn't been told. What?
What's
that's
that
right, isn't it? Yeah, I'm saying the right thing there, Rachel, well, aren't I?
You're bigging me up a little bit. I'm, like, down the finalists. So
oh, right,
a few
okay.
Of us, so
well, I haven't said it yet.
So it's quite good.
So hopefully you'll be having a photo shoot.
Mm. Sounds intriguing.
Yep, because Aled, and you won't believe this, boys and girls, kids of all ages, Aled is in the final of Rear of the Year.
It's a good bum.
We always thought he was the biggest arse in Radio 1, and now it's just been proved. Good morning.
7 million listeners, 7 million listeners, 7 million listeners. That's 7 million listeners, 7 million listeners, 7 million listeners, 7 million listeners. We've got 7 million listeners.
We've got 7 million listeners.
The Chris Moyle Show, now with more listeners. National Radio 1.
Dave, you ready? It's, what time is it? 8:12, you've got to get the nation up and ready for work.
Who's doing it?
I'll do it. Do you want to do it or I do it?
Both do it.
Okay, you ready?
Yep.
Here we go. Let's roar! No.
Rubbish, Dave.
You've got to... Let's roar car.
More R.
Yeah, let's roar car. Okay. And then the rock record will kick in with drums banging and guitars and all that.
Okay.
So let's roar car. Okay, you do it. Right, you ready? Go.
Let's rock! How'd you like them, Apple?
Thank you very much, music scheduling team. Let's get that 8 o'clock hour off to a rocking start.
I love you, man.
And apologize
come
to
back,
you.
Man.
Just mustard.
That ain't mustard.
Oh, sorry, that ain't mustard. That's what they're singing.
I know what it is now.
Well, go on.
It's not mustard.
What?
It's my style.
It's mustard.
It's not.
I'm telling it, look.
That ain't my style is what she said.
Every time I hear it now, I'm thinking,
Then it must have.
Just come back to the crib, man.
I can't fall down on my knees.
Then it must have.
I love you, man. And apologize to you.
Then it must have.
That ain't my style.
I'm sorry, I'm telling you this.
Does sound like mustard, granted.
Yeah, yeah. 20 past 8, Wednesday morning. Hello, this is Radio 1. I'm Chris Morris. This is Dave.
Hello.
He's waking up just like you are.
I'm wide awake. And have been for hours.
Whatever. So yesterday, we all came up to the BBC Pebble Mill Studios in Birmingham. Home, of course, to Pebble Mill. Anne and Nick. And doctors. I turned up yesterday. This was what a divvy I am, and I'm like, there's a doctor surgery in a building society over there. They're obviously selling bits of the building off. And so someone went, Chris, that's a set. Okay, good. I knew that. I'm just joking. And then we go into the archers area, and we meet all the actors, and it's very exciting. And then I go off to go through a script read-through.
Because, of course, you were one of the actors yesterday.
I had two lines in The Archers. This will go out in about 5 weeks' time. And the weirdest thing about the script read-through is that, because they're all actors, professional actors. Was that Craig there? Are you opening your wallet, Alan? So you sit in the studio, you sit in this little room, and we're all sitting around on couches. And they go, OK, so we'll just change a few lines here, and then we'll go, OK, so let's just have a little read-through, shall we? All right, here we go. So I'm sitting there, and I'm like, I've got two lines, and halfway through, I'm in the pub, right? So, but they go through the whole show. It's 15 minutes long, each episode of The Archers. So they start off, oh, morning. What's that over there? Oh, it's so-and-so, so-and-so. And they start acting, and all of a sudden, I'm in Archer's land. It's the weirdest thing. Now, and they do it really seriously. There's no kind of messing around. And one of the actors is late because he got stuck in traffic. So he comes in, kind of doing that, sorry, sorry, sorry. Looks at me and kind of goes, all right. I'm like, hello. And it comes on. Anyway, then my line comes up. Yeah, there's a customer there who wants serving. Don't forget to be nice. I'll be nice. Yes, sir. What can I get for you this lovely evening? And I do my line. And he says whatever he says back, and I go, yeah, that'll be lovely. Pint of that then, please, thanks. And this fellow's watching halfway through, he's going, who's he? Who's the new fat boy? He doesn't have much to say.
But as you said on the script, Chris Moyles.
Yeah, damn right, that's because that's my name.
So they've got all the other characters, you know, like...
Eddie Grundy.
Yeah, Jericho and stuff like that.
Jethro?
Yeah, and it says Chris Moyles.
Jericho! You've never really heard The Archers, have you?
I've heard small snatches of it.
Is your mum not an Archers fan?
I believe, yes, she is.
Will's mum's a big Archers fan. And so is Will, which is kind of why we're here. He just wanted a load of autographs. So then we go into the studio. Now, the scene that we were all in is in the pub in The Archers, right?
The bowl.
I know. I was there. And I ordered a pint. So we're in the bowl, and obviously it's a recorded studio. So what it's set up so that in one bit of the studio is the fake pub bit, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we're in as what the lounge or the snug. So what they do is they say to us, okay, you're all a coach party that's come to the pub and you're on a tour or something. Why are we on a tour? Don't know. Make it up. So you need to talk in the background, okay? And then, Chris, here's your cue at this point. You need to walk through this door, because they have a doorway, and order your pint. And then walk back again. So I'm like, okay. And they go, right, okay, and action, whatever they say. So we're all standing around going, because Will wanted to go, rhubarb, 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 because we were saying this yesterday.
Because we were background hubbub.
Yeah. So I'd be like, action.
Rhubarb, 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 rhubarb.
Help me out. I'm dying.
So how was
but
your
they went, no, you can't do that. You've got to talk, because you'll be able to be heard in the background. So while they're on one microphone going, oh, a problem with the brewery this morning. Really? Yeah, they turned up late. We're all on the other microphone going, that coach is quite nice, isn't it? It's lovely round here. Oh, do you need to go to the toilet? No, I went on the coach. Toilet and everything. It's great. Hot and cold water.
But at one point during this hubbub, right, which we're creating, our friend Mark, who works here at the BBC, just waltzed in, and suddenly starts going, "Oh, hi, how are you?" Blah blah blah. And we're like, "No, no, no, we're hubbubbing."
Yeah, but it sounds then like Mark's just come into the pub for a pint.
Yes, but he wasn't. He was just saying hello to us like real people.
So Will was disappointed that he didn't get to go rhubarb, rhubarb, rhubarb. So I said, "Right, okay, £50 to anybody who gets rhubarb into the conversation." About seven people all said it. So they listened back to the tape, and it's all like, "Yeah, so what are you doing now?" "Oh, I just made a rhubarb crumble."
But the funniest bit was, and I can only say this if you can turn all the mics off.
Okay, well...
Okay, are you ready? You have three switches there.
Yeah.
Okay, well, when I do that, you turn them off, and when I do that, you turn them on again.
Okay, let me just practice.
Okay, so imagine you turning them off now. I'm back again.
Okay,
now they work. Okay, so my favourite bit of yesterday is while we're doing all this background stuff, you're there as a proper actor.
By the way, can I say, in case any of the Archers or Radio 4 people listening, I was not party to the following story.
Okay, right. So one of the real actors, who is a legendary member of the cast,
yes,
came over.
What's his name again, Dave?
I don't want to say, because I don't want to get him into trouble.
Okay.
Okay, so he comes over, and we're sort of hubbubbing, right? And he goes, "Did you know that the only two words that haven't been mentioned as background words on The Archers are... and... and this is true." And he said this, and then he had to explain what the second word that I just said there, which I can't repeat, obviously, because it's a family broadcast, was dwelling.
What does the second word mean? Yeah, right, so...
It had a complete coincidence.
We're back on now, Alan.
Had a complete coincidence, that was the second time that subject was brought up.
I don't want to know about that!
But it's true. But it did create a little laugh, which I think will be good for hubbubbing in the background.
So that was our afternoon yesterday. It was very, 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 very weird. So 5 weeks' time, I believe, the episode is actually going to go out. Is that right?
Hmm. Yeah.
So we'll keep you updated. But you've got to... See, if you want to be, you know, with the storyline, you need to start listening now, really, to The Archers.
Yeah, get with the flavour.
Yeah, and you can listen again at Radio 1 online.
Or
BBC Online.
Mm.
Go to the little Listen Again feature, or the radio thing. What do they call it?
Listen Again feature.
That's the one. Go to the Listen Again feature and check out The Archers, and it's all bum-de-bum-de-bum-de-bum.
Bum-ba-bum-ba-bum.
I'm having a terrible morning this morning, Jethro.
Oh, me too. My piles are killing me.
I say, why has he got piles?
Hey?
Why have you said that? People are just tucking into their muesli, and you're talking about that?
It's real life.
Someone is
you
now
can't
just,
disguise it.
As you say that, someone's just putting their spoon into the Cocoa Pops that are so chocolatey they even turn the milk brown, and you're talking about that?
I'll try it again, then.
No, okay.
Oh, I tell you, I'm having a terrible morning this morning.
Oh, my feet are killing.
That's a lot better, see? A lot better.
Good morning.
From the BBC.
If I die before I wake.
8:28 at Radio 1.
At least in heaven I can skate. Cause
OPM and Heaven is a Halfpipe at Radio 1. Heaven is a Halfpipe. They do the here, ready?
There.
Heaven is a Halfpipe.
Boy, you got terrible piles today.
I can't believe you said that.
Why?
It's not the kind of thing you want to be talking about first thing in the morning.
What, unsavoury?
I don't care what kind they are. You just shouldn't be talking about it.
I apologise.
Right, Jay-Z and 99 Problems and Robbie Williams Field coming up later.
BBC.
Radio 1.
Newsbeat.
Plus, we'll talk more about the big Soccer 6 game coming up on Sunday at Reading, featuring the Radio 1 team, as now newly managed by me and Dave.
Hello.
Thank you. Okay, first of all, let's get some news from Dominic. It's 8:30.
And the main news this morning is about military police. It's now 8:34.
I need to say hello to somebody. Very quickly. Nice. Very nice, Dominic. I need to say hello to Rachel, who's 28, and it's her birthday. And we met her at the Malmaison bar last night, because we went to a drink in a posh hotel. And she came up and said, "Oh, well, I'm not going to bother you. I'm not going to be one of these people who comes up and bothers you. I won't be one of them four or five times through the night. Please play Californication, thank you, before 8 a.m. Oh, balls. Anyway, good morning, Rachel. If you know her, tell her we said hello. Would you like to hear it, then?
Please.
The Archers?
Yes, please.
Would you like to hear it?
Yeah, I didn't know you were allowed to do it, but go on.
I'm going to do it.
All right.
Hey, I'm Chris Moyles.
This is true.
Thank you. Okay, here we go. This is in the pub, then, in the Archers, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, yes, sir. Lovely evening. What can I get you?
Shires, is it?
That's it, it's our local speciality.
Right. Pint then, thanks.
Oh, it's hard work, this.
There you go! And Rachel's right, you can hear her whiny voice in the background.
Hey!
You can.
What's she saying?
I don't know, but you just hear that general Kidderminster whine.
Do you want to hear it again?
I think my acting is marvellous.
Sounded very convincing.
Shires, is it? I'd have that then, thanks. I did that and they said, don't put that stupid voice on. You sound like a poor Roger Moore. Why, thank you.
Hey, yes, sir.
Is that her right at the beginning?
Yeah.
Here we go, Rachel and the Archers, here we go. All the other actors thought I was brilliant.
Did they?
Oh, yeah, they couldn't stop talking about me.
I'm Felicity Finch, better known as Flick, and yeah. I play Ruth Archer.
That's right.
How did Chris do today?
Mm. I thought he was amazingly natural.
Yeah.
He just fitted in really well.
Yeah.
He was great.
Thanks.
Did he stumble?
No.
No.
Not once.
He
just seemed like he'd been doing it forever.
Thank
the
you.
50 years of the Archers, he's been there.
May you see. She gave me way too many hugs last night before when I was leaving.
She's got a great voice as well.
I think she fancied me.
Did she?
Yeah.
There's a bit of chemistry.
I think what it was, because you know how artistes are attracted to other artists.
That's right,
and
now you're
she,
an artiste.
Once she heard my marvellous acting skills.
Yeah.
Hey, yes, sir. Lovely evening. What can I get you?
Shires, is it? Once she'd heard that.
She was like a fly round, you know.
No, moth to a flame, I would have said.
Yeah, that's right.
Do you know what I mean? So it was great. I am officially an actor. I can say that my previous roles include The Archers. Which is great.
I like the way you said, Shires, is
well,
it?
Yeah, but he... But
that's
he,
good, you see.
He does it as well, you see, if you listen, right? Have a listen, right?
Hey, yes, sir.
Yes,
lovely
sir.
Evening. What can I get you?
Shires, is it?
There
you see. Now, because you don't just say, Shires, is it? Because like, I'm looking. See, the pause and the I'm pretending, theatre of the mind, that I'm checking out, you know, the beer.
Oh,
and,
I see.
And I see that the local beer is Shires. So I go, Shires, is it? Like that, you see?
You're checking out the pumps.
That's right.
I go, pause.
I believe that's a live mini streets album. Checking out the pumps.
That's it, it's our local speciality.
Right. Pint then, thanks. There you see?
Genius,
that. I'm telling you. I've made it big style.
Have they invited you back to do a follow-up?
No, not at all.
One life.
There you go. I meant to place this one, Dave. Yes?
Hello.
Now that Malt is a success, you'll get a bigger head. Wear lots of fancy suits and spend his weekend stuck in bed. He'll buy a car, a great big yacht, a villa in Mallorca. But nothing really changes, cause he's still a big fat porker.
Hey, yes, sir. Lovely evening. What can I get you?
Shires, is it?
That's it, it's our local speciality.
Right. Pint then, thanks.
The Chris Moyle Show, now with more listeners, National Radio 1.
If you having girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a b- ain't one. I got...
That's the great sounds of Robbie Williams there, and a song called Feel.
Alex Lester's Brain Boggler.
That's right, it's time for the Brain Boggler. I've got Alex Lester's jingles. I found out how to get all the Radio 2 DJ jingles. That's great.
That's a heck of a jingle.
Yeah. You name a jingle, Dave. There ain't no one that
okay,
I can't
something
find.
By Janice Long.
Janice Long?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, enter. Okay, you ready?
Yep.
Oh, Janice talks.
She's a lovely lady.
Living my face. She's popped in Sears already this morning. Looking gorgeous.
Mm.
A very unique style to her hair. Anyway, so there you go. Right, I need to find some appropriate music. Because we need to talk about something very... Well, not serious, but...
Hard-hitting.
Well, I wouldn't say hard-hitting, but... Okay, this'll do. Morning, chappers.
Oh, what a disaster.
Rubbish.
What a letdown.
You're not there, are you?
Do you want me to get out of the way, Rachel, while you get to the phone?
I'll fill. No one will know, Dave.
Okay.
No one will know at all.
At this point, Rachel is now trying to get Chappers back on the phone because somehow, somewhere, he's fallen off. The line, that is.
Listen,
hello,
I've got...
Put you through.
I can play you another Radio 1 jingle if you want.
More from Janice Long, I think.
Well, do you want to go for a different one? Oh, okay, fair enough then. Do now or leave it. Morning, Chappers.
Morning.
Hey. How are you?
And what a pleasure it was for my clock radio to go off at just after 8 o'clock this morning and Dave's stomach say hello to me.
Could you hear that?
The first noise I heard this morning.
I do apologise, it wasn't intended, and it's rather embarrassing now.
It's not particularly pleasant.
My stomach was writing cheques that my body couldn't cash.
Yeah.
Although, it's quite lucrative, because they've already phoned him up from Hollywood, and that's going to be filled in the sound effects to Jurassic Park 4. Anyway, how are you, Chappers?
I'm very good, apart from that. Very good, thank you.
Where are you right now?
I'm sat on my bed.
Are you wearing clothes, pyjamas, t-shirt, boxer shorts?
I have a pair of shorts on and a t-shirt.
Lovely. Where's your beautiful lady wife?
She's downstairs with my child.
Oh.
They're playing aeroplanes together, so I thought I'd sit upstairs.
Excellent. Do you not play aeroplanes with them? No.
I do, yes, but I had this to do. I'll go back down in a minute and pretend to be an air stewardess or something.
How does aeroplanes work? We'll get to what we're talking about in a minute. Describe to me the whole aeroplane game.
He has a little plastic plane, right. Quite a big plane, and he has a little set of ground crew with them, and then you pick the plane up and you go, and it takes off, and then it comes into land just on the runway by him.
What's that noise again?
Meow.
As air stewardess, does it involve you walking through the middle of your lounge going, beef or chicken, beef or chicken, beef or chicken, beef or chicken?
No, Dave, it doesn't.
Beef or chicken?
Chicken. Not check-in. Check-in is done before you get on the aircraft. Chicken is a meal option.
No, don't they come up and go, chicken, fish or salad? Anyway, it doesn't matter. So, Chappers! Yeah. Soccer 6, then.
How are we doing?
I got your message yesterday.
Yes.
And I've taken on the role as manager of the Radio 1 team.
Yeah, I heard yesterday. I also heard Dave say he was going to fulfil the David Pleat role. David Pleat, of course, either sacked or resigned last night.
Yeah, I mean, not in that way, obviously. But right. Not in any other David Pleat way, either.
No, be careful.
Mm.
Will you resign, Dave, before Sunday?
No.
Okay, fair enough. Right, so, we want to try and get the best people possible for this team, Chappers.
We do.
Because I know, you know, you take this, you know, these things quite seriously.
Yeah, not only me, but the other two members of the Radio 1 team at the moment, which is Colin Murray and Spoonie.
Now, can I just interrupt? Are those two set in stone?
Yes.
Right, okay.
There's nothing we can do. Colin is already talking about having a training session before Sunday.
Right. Well, that's my call, I think. He can't take over.
Completely your call.
Thank you.
Spoonie takes any sport seriously. I had to play a charity golf thing with him yesterday morning, and he turned up with his golf coach, Claude.
Hang on. When he went running that time, didn't he turn up with his running coach?
I think he's got a coach for everything. Including DJing.
Is Claude a man or a woman?
Claude was a Frenchman.
Hello. See no more, Chappers. I mean, we all know what that's all about.
All the rumours are now true.
No, you don't stand like that. Let me stand behind you, put my hands on your hips. You want to move like this. And then pull it back as hard as you can, and then thrust it forward.
Va-va-voom.
And boom, the ball goes in the hole.
That was the worst bit of innuendo I've ever heard. And then goal! Right, so the three of you in the soccer six.
That's all we have at the moment. We have a squad of 10.
Right.
So what we need is decent celebrities who are very good at football.
Like who? Give me examples.
Oh, my. I'm trying to think who's very good at football. MC Harvey's very good at football because he's played semi-pro.
Right, I'll ring him.
For example.
He's on the list already, I meant.
Ralph Little tried to play, had trials for...
Carlypool.
A documentary about playing for a third division side, so he can play football.
Yeah, he's on the list.
So he would be very good. Any of your mates that are good at football that you know?
My mate Alan's quite good.
Is he?
Yeah.
Your mate Robbo?
Yeah.
Right.
And my mate Ian is very good.
I think just the first two, to be honest.
You sure? I've got a mate Dooms, he can play.
Definitely just the first two.
Paul Ocon?
I'd rather have Colin.
All right, well, listen, you know, we're allowed a ringer. We're allowed an ex-professional, aren't we?
We are, definitely. Yeah, that's the most important thing we could do, really do with a very, very good ex-pro. And at the moment, we haven't got a goalkeeper either.
Well, this is... See, now, I'm thinking David Seaman.
Right.
Okay. And I reckon he'd be up for it.
Do you?
Yeah.
And do you think we could get him?
Well, here's what I'm thinking. To entice him, right, yeah, we tell him, obviously, there's lots of money being raised for charity.
Yeah.
And we get him a load of hair products.
Right.
Ah, I can fix that because my cousin does the PR for Weller.
Ah, nice.
Genius, huh?
I thought your cousin did the PR for Wellard.
No, no, that's different.
Right, okay. So I think if somebody must be... shut up. Someone, Chappers,
yes,
who's listening now must know David Seaman.
You would hope. Maybe David Seaman's listening now.
Of course he is. I think he wakes up late and tunes in to listen again.
Right.
Right, but if someone... If you know David Seaman, can you ring him and ask him to get in touch with us, because we'd like him to play in goal at the Soccer Six.
And we really need him, because if we don't get him, it could be Steve Lamack.
Yeah, and he's rubbish. So, it's Reading FC next Sunday.
Yes.
And we want David Seaman in goal.
We do, desperately.
Listen, Allard, could you try and track Seaman down for us?
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Right, so, with that sorted, then.
That's good.
Now, Dave wants Gazza.
Okay.
Right. So, do you know him?
I don't know him, but I know somebody who does know him.
Well, if anyone's listening who knows Gazza, I've now worked out this is the easiest way to do things,
yes.
Then can you ring him and ask him if he'd like to play with us a game of football on Sunday at Reading for the Soccer Six?
So Gazza or David Seaman?
Yeah. Both, in fact, maybe.
Is Zidane still playing?
Zidane is, yeah, although I think, unfortunately, on Saturday he's got a France against Brazil FIFA centenary match, so maybe two games in 2 days might be a bit too much.
Pelé?
If we can persuade him that the Soccer Six is more important.
What about Pelé?
No, Pelé's too busy, he advertises a certain product too much.
Johnny's, isn't it?
No, it's not! No,
Dave!
Is it not?
He's very crude this morning.
It's Viagra, actually.
Yeah.
Well, that's two completely different products.
What about Ian Wright?
No, Ian Wright can't. Ian Wright's injured.
Didn't he play in Keown's testimonial the other night?
Yes, I think he might have done.
Well, how come he's injured then?
I don't know.
He's a liar. Hey, if someone must know Ian Wright. If you know Ian, ring him up and tell him, A, chap has called him a liar, and B, I'm inviting him to play football with us this Sunday at Reading for the Soccer Six.
How about Mark Hughes, Wales manager? He's very big and tough and could beat anybody else up.
He's more than welcome.
Good.
Who else? Vinnie Jones?
Vinnie Jones scares me.
Really?
Yeah.
He's a pussycat.
Is he?
Yeah.
All right, well, if you say so.
Do you know what? Actually,
expertise on this.
I wouldn't worry about Vinnie Jones. I once told him to go and get stuffed over the phone.
Right.
But if Vinnie might be listening, or someone who knows him. Now, how about, right, and just go with me on this, how about a couple of page three girls?
Well, definitely.
Yeah.
Because I'm thinking, if you're sat at home listening to us now, and you're a bloke, you're not going to be thinking, I particularly want to go and watch Colin and Spoonie run around playing football.
Nah.
So we need something else to attract them. So a couple of top-heavy lovelies would be excellent.
So there you go. So I'll research the top-heavy lovelies.
Purely to get people, just in case my wife is listening in the lounge downstairs, this is purely to get people to come and watch.
Chappers, she's not listening. She's currently going, I miss my nappy as I flew over. I am nappy. So if anybody wants to go, because I know we've been talking about this a lot, and Scott was going on about it, even though he knows nothing about football. I know more about football than he does, you know what I mean?
You know, well, 700,000 times more than he does.
Thank you, that's right, 7.18 million. Yeah. So it's next Sunday, this coming Sunday,
next Sunday at Reading. 08700 100 100, you choose option 2, and that'll give you all the ticket information, and it is all for charity. Loads of teams are already, Snow Patrol, Liberty X, Star Sailor, I think East Ends have got a team. Normally half of Hollyoaks turn up at all of these kind of things as well. So loads of people there, and hopefully we're relying on you for the our celebrity footballers and the pastry cooks.
And I think maybe Goss from Big Brother, the barbecue offer may still stand.
I think it might, yes. He was very keen on the barbecue offer.
Well, because it's food and it's fat.
Yeah.
So 08700 100 100, please do this at some point today. If not now, go to option 2 and hear the details. And maybe you and your few mates or your family want to come down, up, down or across to Reading on Sunday and watch me in a big coat managing the Radio 1 team in this year's Soccer Six.
With Gazza or David Seaman, hopefully.
Or some Page Three girls.
More importantly.
Good morning. Right, have a lovely day. Go and play aeroplanes now with your
Now.
Bye.
Bye.
Chappers, everybody. What a lovely man. Right, what am I doing? What am I playing? Are we going to play? Am I playing that?
Yep.
Good. What Page Three girls do you want?
Jordan.
What about Tara from Birmingham?
We could have her up front as well.
Zoe from London?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. You know what's going to happen, though? We'll end up with Lalami.
Beggars can't be choosers.
Well, that's true. It's 8:57. Can't play anymore, unless we've got to do Tedious Slim Day.
Which is true.
Yeah. Right, I'll come back to it.
Nice mix.
No,
it was good.
Hey, listen, if Dave Pearce can get a 3-album deal, didn't you know what I mean? I'll come back to it.
Is it a 3-album deal?
It could be 4, I don't know. Stand up anyway, who cares? Right, Tedious Slim Dave, hiding out to this morning's track from yesterday's morning's track. Give it away now, Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Give it away is what you might do to a proportion of the money if you just won the lottery. The lottery is something that involves the purchasing of a ticket. Ticket rhymes with wicket, which is something you might find at the cricket. Cricket requires the use of a bat. Bat out of hell was a big hit for Meatloaf. The plural of loaf is loaves. Loaves were featured in the Bible, as were fishes. Fishes have gills so that they can breathe underwater. Underwater is where you'd expect to see a submarine. Submarine, colour yellow, is something you might associate with the Beatles. The Beatles were once immortalized in cartoon form, and in that respect, share something in common with Scooby-Doo. Scooby-Doo, too, was a favorite from the medium of cartoon. And when you think about Scooby-Doo and what he may have eaten between meals, you'd probably be thinking about snacks for Scooby, or, if you prefer, Scooby Snacks, which links us, bizarrely, to a record of the very same name.
Yes.
It is this morning's Tedious Link track, and it is Scooby Snacks by the Fun-Loving Criminals.
Please, please, please tell me you've checked it and it's the radio-friendly version and not the swear word version. Great. Strap yourselves in, boys and girls. Excellent record, and I think I'm right in saying we did play the nice clean version, so you can't get into trouble.
Thank you very much.
No, thank you. Seamless Link?
Yeah, Seamless Link.
Are you sure?
I think so.
Rachel, Seamless?
Yeah.
More or less, wouldn't it? Oh, apparently there is some quibbles, or quabbles.
What?
Quibbles, or...
I believe that's the first time you've ever said that on radio.
Quibbles.
And quabbles.
Anyway, there is some discrepancy about the plural of the word fish. I said fishes. Apparently that's not a word. The plural of fish is, of course, fish.
Fish.
Not fishes. Mm. Although, I'm sure that the Bible talks about loaves and fishes.
I think you're right. It's not the loaves and the fish.
It's the loaves and the fishes.
Yeah, and that's from God. And Jesus. And who's going to argue with Jesus?
He invented language.
I'll go read it.
What? That's great, thanks. You may have noticed it's that time of the show, half time, where Dave says,
let's get ready to rumble!
It's 4 minutes past 9. Rachel has just told Will that he stinks of booze from last night.
Does absolutely reek.
Dave then added there's apparently beads of sweat rolling down.
You know the
Will's
little
face.
Shiny beads of sweat that you get when you've been on the ale all night? Well, yeah. Will has them in abundance.
Emma Buntance.
In abundance.
How do you feel, Will?
Do you know what? About 6 is all right. I'm just feeling rubbish now.
What did he say?
About 6, he was okay. But right now, he's feeling rubbish.
I thought he said, you know, about 6, I was all right, but now I'm feeling...
If only.
Yeah, it's not Christmas, is it?
No, not again.
Well, you had a good night, though, didn't you?
Do you know what? It's the first time I've been out with the breakfast team.
on an OB, and I thought I'd thoroughly celebrate.
Explain what OB is. OB is outside broadcast for those that aren't in the industry.
Yes. And guess what, Will? It'll be the last time you're out with the breakfast team on an OB.
OB, I think you're probably right.
One can OB. What else are we going to talk about?
I don't know.
We talked about our friend Mark being stupidly, ridiculously drunk.
Mm-hmm.
Ringing up a DJ he worked with at 1 in the morning, leaving him a message, which is not going to go down well. Drinks being knocked over and spilt over my brother's trousers.
Jägermeister all over his crotch.
Spymaster.
We've also talked about Will and his Routemaster travel plans.
Thank you.
We got on the wrong train to Birmingham yesterday.
And it took us, three and three quarter hours to get here via three different modes of transport.
Dave, that's your fault.
It's not my fault.
No, we got to Euston, you pointed at the board and said, hey, platform one, 10:45, let's go to platform one.
Now,
so we followed you, and we were on the wrong train.
In my defence, it might have been platform 11.
Well, thanks very much now.
No, but you were the tour master, you're in charge of this whole expedition, therefore the blame rests completely with you.
No, you had the voice of authority, I followed your instructions.
Will then gets on the train, okay, and immediately is bored. So I've got out, because it was a sunny day yesterday, I've got my glasses, which I've just put back in the case, and my sunnies, and then I've got my iPod, which I've just started to use. So he's gone, what's that? That's my iPod, Will. What's that? Look at that. And now I've got it out to listen to. So he gets it out, puts the headphones in and starts listening to it. How do you change the track? Shh, Will. What? Shh. What? He's shouting. Stops it. What? You're shouting. I'm not. No, you were. What? Have you got a cold plate? Yeah. Then he takes one ear out and he's sitting there with only one ear of his headphones in. I'm like, what are you doing? It's in stereo, you know. Yeah, but I don't like to miss what's going on.
Yeah, but then that friend of yours, your brother, chips in and I put both headphones back in.
Yeah, that friend of mine is my brother. It's family.
I wasn't sure whether you'd mentioned it or not.
And this was just before the Tannoy announced, welcome to the express service today to Lancaster, calling it nowhere near Birmingham.
But at one point, I had your designer glasses on.
Yep.
I was listening to your iPod.
Yep.
And playing the puzzle on your phone.
It's like, I felt like I was entertaining the kids on a long journey to the seaside. Not content with playing with my iPod, he then goes, they're your sunglasses. Would you like to put them on, Will?
Yeah, yeah.
So he's sitting there, looking like Punch out of chips, right? Playing on the iPod with my sunglasses on. And then he's got my phone and he's gone, oh, look at that. So he starts playing a game on my phone, wearing my glasses, listening to my iPod.
Were you trying to be Chris?
I was Chris, just for a moment.
What's it like being me?
It was great.
Was it a good feeling?
I felt successful, I felt rich, and I felt quite fat.
Cheeky kid.
Can I have the next segue, please?
Oh.
Thank you.
Segway, by the way, is two records together.
Back to back.
So we've talked about OBs and Segways. It's all industry terminology.
Two records back to back for your enjoyment this morning. What we're going to do is we're going to play the Rasmus in the Shadows, followed by NERD with Maybe, which is coming out in June, Dave.
That sounds excellent.
New material on Radio 1.
That sounds like a nice segue.
Rachel now is not... Just press play and then pause, pretty quickly. No.
Not that slowly.
That's not it. Go! That's fine. Keep it going, Rachel. Keep it going. That's it. You've got it.
We haven't opened the lines, though.
Wait for the oh, and then you're in, okay? Hang on.
Lines are now open for car park catchphrase. 08700 100 100. You need to be in a car, know your catchphrases, and be in a car park.
And I wanted to say, here's the Rasmus and In the Shadows on Radio 1.
Here's the Rasmus and In the Shadows on Radio 1.
NERD, Maybe, coming out in June on BBC Radio 1. So we're in Birmingham. Beautiful weather, nice people, Rachel's mum and dad came across from Kidderminster and took her out for dinner last night.
It was lovely to see them.
Hello, you must be Chris. It's nice to meet you. I'm Rachel's dad.
They do not speak like that.
Your mum and dad are a bit posh, aren't they? I never realised that before, because I just thought you were like me, common, but...
She's so disappointed in my accent.
They are quite posh, aren't they?
They're lovely.
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. But your mum and dad are quite posh.
Well...
Hello, Christopher, nice to meet you.
My dad was a teacher.
Dad was wearing a cravat.
No, he was not!
I'm telling you.
You'd be very insulted by that.
Wasn't it a neckerchief?
No, it wasn't.
I thought it was a cravat. So that the mum and dad glide into the hotel bar last night after having a lovely meal with Rachel plodding along behind him.
Hello, it's just mum and dad.
Hello, Christopher. Wonderful to meet you. How are you? I'm all right, Mr. Jones. How are you?
I'm very well. This is my husband. Hello. How are you?
Then Rachel goes,
I'm just going to walk them out to the car park.
Make sure they're gone.
I thought they were going to come and join us for a drink. He said,
no, I have to go. I don't really like Rachel very much. I
couldn't believe that.
He wouldn't say that about me.
No, he wouldn't.
No.
And, but I'm quite happy to hang around in Birmingham today and see the sights and sounds.
It's very nice, isn't it?
We could go up to Kidderminster.
I'm quite happy to stay in Birmingham.
Yeah, again, yeah.
Oh.
How far away is Kidderminster?
It's about half an hour's drive.
Oh, we haven't got time. We haven't got a car.
We could get on the train.
Yeah, not after yesterday. Well, we're well in charge.
Yeah, but if I'm there, it'll be fine.
We'll end up in Glasgow. But here, welcome to Kidderminster. I don't know what that means, but anyway. Well, Will was saying he wants to get off as quickly as possible.
Mm.
Well, I'm quite happy to stay in Birmingham.
We haven't got a rush, have we?
No. I mean, all I've got to look forward to going home is washing. No doubt the cleaner hasn't turned up again. I'm hoping she has. Because apparently my freezer... Apparently I went away for the weekend, left the freezer door slightly open.
Ajar.
Came back, freezer apparently really badly full of ice and you know, that kind of thing. So rather than me do it myself, I'm hoping the cleaner might have done it yesterday.
Does she come on a Wednesday?
Tuesday. Hence yesterday.
Yesterday.
That's right, Dave.
Mine comes on a Wednesday, see, that's what confuses me.
Right, okay.
Mine should be there soon, in fact. Well, if not now.
Cleaners.
No, listen, Dave and I are young, you know, cool radio mavericks.
We don't have time for Windoline and stuff like that. We're too busy spinning discs.
I don't own a pair of rubber gloves. Or a duster. Well, I do, but I don't use them. You know, see, Alan's the cleaning type, but we're not.
I bet you he isn't.
Dave and I have got that rock and roll lifestyle.
Stuff to do, you know. We're out normally at parties and stuff. We don't get up till late. Cleaning's for wimps.
Cleaning's for cleaning people.
Hey?
You do the breakfast show, of course you get up early.
But he goes back to bed and then sleeps in.
Absolutely, like a rock and roll crazy that I am.
Yeah, throwing TVs out of windows and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
We haven't done that yet. While we've been on tour, doing our little tour around the country, we haven't thrown a TV out of a window yet.
Ah, but last night I left the trouser press on.
Did you use your trouser press?
Yep.
Did you really?
Yep.
For those you're wearing now?
Yep.
Was it really on?
I think so, the light was on.
And when you came in back to your room, was there a nice kind of burning smell?
Toasty.
I've never known anyone who's ever used those trouser presses.
They're also quite good for sandwiches.
No.
You've never put a sandwich in a trouser press.
You can, because if you close them, it's a bit like a big sandwich toaster. It just heats them up.
I'm never eating sandwiches at your house ever again.
I haven't got a trouser press at home. I save that for when I'm on the road.
Okay. Right, what are we going to do now, Rach? We're playing a trail?
Yep.
Will it be that one there?
It will be.
Okay, fine. Right, next we'll play Keane, so hang on there. On Radio 1!
Radio 1.
It's Radio 1's weekend. On Radio 1.
On Radio 1.
I've just been sent a massive chocolate football because I'm the newly appointed Radio 1 football team manager.
Full size as well.
Full size chocolate football. I love Birmingham, don't you, mate?
I love Birmingham too.
You say you want.
I love that. I was going to go buy the album the other day. I come into work yesterday and I have a promotional copy of the album sitting on my desk. I'm delighted. Saved myself about 11 quid.
Mm.
But apparently, I've heard everyone who's heard the Keane album has said it's absolutely fantastic.
I've heard that too.
And they were very good in Derry when we did the 1 week weekend there. Although they said they were the saviours of Radio 1, but obviously just trying to jump on my successful bandwagon.
They listen to this show.
Well, you do.
Keane?
Keane's mum listens to this show. One of the mums.
No, they don't have the same mum. That would make them brothers.
That's right,
they say not.
Yeah. Anyway, Keane and everybody's changing. Radio 1. Can I have the next CD, please, Rachel?
It's in there.
Is it in there?
Yeah.
God, you're good. Rachel's just saying, I think you should play the clip of you and the Archers again. I don't want to keep going on about it. I know I'm a successful thespian radio actor.
So all those people who didn't hear it earlier.
Okay, fine. I don't want...
We came up especially to do it. We may as well milk it.
And also, listen out at the start of it for Rachel's irritating cackle.
In 5 weeks' time, the episode will go out of me in the Archers. I'm in the Bull, in the pub, as part of a coach party, and I'm ordering a pint of beer.
Hey, yes, sir. Lovely evening. What can I get you?
Shires, is it?
That's it, it's a local specialty.
Right.
There you go, that was it. Brilliant. Granted, it's a bit blinking, you miss it. But I thought it was very good nonetheless. We'd like to hear Rachel's cackle again at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
All right, okay. So Rachel is in the background, and you can hear her go... Here we go, have a listen.
Hey,
yeah. It sounds like a dog barking.
Maybe it's not me.
Here we go.
It is you. It's definitely you.
Yeah, I've recognised that bark anywhere. I must be honest.
Just can't believe
it. Is that Kidderminster cackle? You can tell it a mile off, Rachel.
Rachel, it's definitely you. Baby, loud, it's not me. Right, it's 9:27. You know Vernon Kay is listening to the show this morning because he listens every morning with a notepad and a pencil. I don't wanna let you go. Taking tips for the Masters. Let you
leave. Morning, Vernon.
Morning, Vernon.
Was that us then, the Masters?
Congratulations, by the way, Vernon. If it's yours. You know, good luck to you.
Mm-hmm. Bang on.
But often if Tess gives birth and out comes this kind of short, fat, you know, little baby with a Leeds accent, I'll be terribly embarrassed. Anyway, Vernon's been shying off our football rematch on the Xbox. He's chickening out because I keep whooping his ass. I even went out and bought two new football games for the Xbox, an England-Portugal game and a 2004 Portugal game. Then I get into work and realise I've been sent a copy of each for free anyway, but I've already bought them. So, Vernon, I'm laying down the gauntlet for a big Euro 2004 Portugal football Xbox challenge at yours or mine. Reply by the end of the news. Thank you.
That's what you can do today. You were a loose end, and now you can sit on your ass playing video games with Vernon.
No, but if I do that today, what will I do for the rest of the week? One. You got to pad your days out, Dave. Do you know what I mean?
Your days are all one big pad.
My days are all one big pad.
Doesn't even make any sense grammatically, but you know what I mean.
Good Charlotte coming up, Natasha Bedingfield and single coming up. Let's get some news and sport from Dom and Jules. It's 9:31.
Firefighters are walking out again.
And it's all changed down at White Hart Lane. BBC. Radio
1. News B. It's looking like we're heading for another national fire. And it's now 9:34.
And cue Dominic.
And a very good morning to everyone there. From me here.
Everyone where?
I don't know. I can't be a DJ. I'm rubbish.
Are you pointing? Everyone there.
Everyone there.
What about the people there?
Bad DJs say that, don't they?
You're pointing there.
Hello there.
What about the ones
there? I'm going hello there and there.
Okay. I think you could be a Radio 2 DJ.
All right.
Because we're in the Radio 2 studios.
Okay. What do you want to say?
You just come up... What you do is you tell the time... But you tell the time in that Radio DJ long way.
Okay.
So you'll say, now the time is now coming up to almost 36 minutes past the hour of 9 o'clock.
Okay, fine.
All right?
Yeah.
And still to come, you know, mm-hmm. We'll be teaching you how to press flowers.
That's right, because that's what they do on Radio 2, isn't it?
Plus horoscopes of the day.
Yeah.
And your chance to win a pen in our big competition, the pen giveaway. Meanwhile, let's get some good music on for you now from Good Charlotte.
Okay.
See, something like that.
Shall I give that a lash?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah, go.
Here we go. 80 to 91 FM. Dominic Byrne! He's great! BBC
Radio 2. And the time now is just coming up to 9:37. Don't forget, we've got plenty
of... What?
37 minutes past the big hour of 9 o'clock.
Sorry, right, you've got to tell that time in that long, drawn-out Radio 2 way.
Sorry, OK, let's try it again.
OK, all right, then. 88 to 91 FM. Dominic Byrne. He's great. BBC
And the time now just coming up to 37 big minutes past the big hour of 9 o'clock. Don't forget, stay tuned, we'll be pressing flowers later on with our resident expert Steve, as well as celebrity horoscopes. And don't forget, there's a chance to win a pen in our big pen giveaway called Pen Giveaway. In the meantime, here's Good Charlotte.
That was good, Dominic. Honestly, that was like an audition tape.
Weekend overnight, see you come. Educated. With money, he's well dressed, not money. This is my current single status, my declaration of independence. There's no way. We discussed this yesterday. Right. Cute that Natasha Bedingfield is. Could you really go out with her? Because Daniel's her brother. I know that. You know, we've got to get Daniel on the show to find out how his neck is.
I think it's all right now. It's better. He's got his brace off.
Brace off. Sorry. It's like a WWF night.
Brace off.
WWE now. That's a new one. You got to be down with your WWE.
World Wrestling.
I don't know, do I?
Environment?
That's right, Dave. The World Wrestling Environment. Because that makes so much sense, doesn't it?
I was trying to think of an E-word that would go on the end of World
Wrestling.
It's
9:43.
For Car Park Catchphrases, and here's your host, Chris Moyles.
Good morning, Car Park fans. Welcome to Car Park Catchphrase, everybody's favourite game on Radio 1 at this time in the morning. Featuring myself and the legend that is beautiful Roy Walker.
Thank you, Chris.
Pleasure, Roy. Let's get straight into it and meet today's contestants.
Please welcome on line one, it's contestant number one.
Contestant number one, what's your name and where do you come from?
Hello there, my name's Simon Jackson, I'm phoning up from Dealing Kent.
Hey! What are you, Simon? Up the apples and pears, needs them out of the brand, leave it out. That's how you're talking, isn't it?
Yeah, just a little bit, the old southern accent.
Yeah, well, it can't be helped, it's because of where you were born. Honestly, I know about these things. If you'd have been born up north, you'd have a different accent. It's amazing,
I would.
Yeah.
I would, eh?
Unless you moved away, but let's not get into that. What do you do, Simon?
I'm a residential social worker in a children's home.
Nice work.
Yeah. I used to do that.
Did you?
No, of course not. I've always been a celebrity. where are you parked?
I'm parked in Safeway's car park in Windsheep in Canterbury.
Oh, that's lovely.
Windsheep.
Windsheep, yes.
Can I just say, all the facts, information I have about Simon in front of me are all wrong.
Are they?
Yep. From what he does to where he's parked so far.
Have you got a bit about being a part-time musician?
Yes.
Ah, right, yes, I am a drummer in my spare time.
And who do you drum for?
A band called Maze.
Didn't Maze do Break for Love?
Yeah, we're ripping them off.
Okay, hang on a second. whose phone's just gone off?
Dave.
That wasn't me, my phone's off.
Mine's out. Mine's out there.
Let me check.
Yeah,
off.
Will?
Mine's out there.
Rach?
Wasn't me. No.
Kate?
Wasn't me.
Christopher?
No.
Whose phone beeps? Okay, it was me. All right, that's fine. What are you driving, Simon?
A Ford Galaxy.
All right, wind the window down then. Let's hear that big fat horn of yours.
today.
It's obviously a long way away from where he's sitting. Seriously,
are you sitting in the back?
Yeah, I was watching the DVD player in the back.
Oh, right. Is that some...
I'm people beeping me now.
Whose phone... Hang on. Whose phone is beeping? No, hang on. Simon, hang on. Dave, is your phone off?
Off.
Right. My phone is on silent. Will, where's your... Rachel?
Mine's out there.
No, it's not mine.
Mine's in my bag out
there. Kate, where's your phone?
It's in my office.
Chris, where's your phone?
I'm just going to go and get a coffee.
Okay, right, so Simon, stay there, pal.
I will do.
I think you could win today.
I hope so.
Yeah, is he in Dubai?
It's like a satellite delay.
Anyway, hang on there, pal.
And on line two, it's contestant number two.
Contestant number two, what's your name and where do you come from?
I'm Darren from Hamilton.
Hooray! Hamilton near Glasgow.
That's right.
Home of the Academicals, of course.
It is, yeah.
Absolutely. What do you do, Darren?
I'm a lorry driver, Chris.
Who do you drive lorries for?
Mark 2.
I love them. Mm. I use them razors all the time.
Mark 2.
Right, okay. See, I misunderstood you for comic effect. What are you driving today?
I'm driving a Mercedes lorry,
18-tonner. Mm, nice wheels.
where you parked?
I'm parked up in a Co-op car park in Peterhead, near Aberdeen.
I know that car park very well.
I've seen you there before, Chris.
Yeah, let's not talk about that, though, shall we? Right, let's hear the horn, Darren. See, now I'd have thought that horn would have been a bit bigger, a bit
that's
meatier.
Not a lorry horn.
You know, it's a bit quiet, Darren.
It is.
Simon, let's see yours. Darren? Yeah, you see...
See, one's two-tone and one is a monotone horn.
Okay. Do you know the rules of the game, then?
Yep. Ready.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay, are you ready, Simon?
I am.
Are you ready, Darren?
I am.
Horns at the ready, fingers steady, let's play Car Park Catchphrase.
Okay, here we go. Best of three. Good luck to the pair of you. Especially Simon, who probably needs some help somewhere along the line. Mr. Fish has decided to spend the weekend at a folk festival. He's with a friend of his who's really into folk, but I think Mr. Fish is going to find the whole thing a bit weird. Or if you like... Simon?
It's queer as folk.
Queer as folk?
You're absolutely right! Yay! That's the car park catchphrase we were after. Well done.
Dave, you didn't have to write the other 18 paragraphs for that one. You got the second line.
I went to be safe.
Well done, Simon. A point to you, Darren. You need to get a point to stay in the game, son.
I'll get one.
Well, you better do. Good luck.
Let's have another car park catchphrase.
Mr. Fish seems to be having a dream where he's spending the day on a cloud. His cloud isn't the only one there. In fact, there's a whole load of... Smart-ass Simon...
He's dreaming on cloud nine.
It's as if he has the answers in front of him.
You're a winner.
I'll give you that. Dreaming on cloud nine. It's on cloud nine.
Up on cloud nine.
It's the same thing.
He doesn't have the answers, by the way. It's just
no, he doesn't have.
I mean, that would be ridiculous.
Hang on there, Simon. Darren, I apologise.
What can I say? He's different class.
I'm telling this smart ass that Simon is... You know, and I don't know how he knew all the answers, but it's such a coincidence he won, what with him being your cousin and everything, Dave.
Mm.
Anyway, Darren, have a good day.
Okay, Ted.
Don't worry... What?
Cheers, Chris.
Okay, mate, listen, don't worry, you don't go away empty-handed.
Brilliant.
Oh, no, you do. I've just said, yes, you do. So have a nice day, bye. Simon, well done.
Thanks very much, Chris.
You've won a great prize.
Which is?
You've won... A picture of Radio 2 DJ Alex Lester.
Oh, just what I've always wanted.
Signed as well.
Oh.
By Comedy Dave. How do you feel?
Oh, ecstatic.
I somehow thought you might be. See, Dave, that's a happy listener.
That's what we do for them.
All right. Right, have a good day. Bye.
Right, thanks very much, Chris.
Bye. Right, so there you go. Another great show. Thank you very much to all our contestants. Thank you very much to the legend that is Roy Walker.
Thank you, Chris. Join us same time next time when we'll be playing another game of Car Park Catchphrase on Radio 1. Say goodbye, Mr. Fish. He's waving.
Oh, and we're waving too.
What happened
waving.
There?
Keep waving.
It's all right. It's all right. It's cued. BBC. Christina Aguilera and Dirty from Radio 1, and hello.
Hello.
Good. So it's almost time for us to go. And I'm kind of tempted to hang out in Birmingham for the rest of the day and sample the delights of Birmingham. Either that, or I'll head back to London and play Xbox all afternoon with Vernon, who, by the way, never replied to the challenge.
Maybe he's asleep.
So, firstly, Vernon Kay's a chicken. Well, how can he be asleep? He sent me a text. He was listening. He's listening to the show. Unless, granted, you can understand he might have dozed off halfway through. I get that. Mm. So tomorrow morning we're back in London. 6:55. That's 5 to 7. On the air tomorrow morning. Joe Whitey's next. This is Christiane Lynotte.
You see, it was like this. I was torn between two worlds.
I like this record, you know.
I do.
I just wish I could pronounce his surname. Christiane Lynotte.
How do you spell it?
Leon.
Yeah.
T-I-O-U.
It's T. Leon 2.
Really, is that simple?
Yes.
Okay, fair enough then. Memories comes out next week. It's called Story of My Life. We try. It's like a Radio 2 record. As we're in a Radio 2 studio. What do you think?
It's a crossover track, defo. Yeah.
I think it sounds of Christiane Lynotte.
I'm Wogan.
You sound drunk.
What?
You sound drunk.
Yeah, I'm doing Wogan. That's how you do the impression. Anyway, Christiane Lynotte. Out next week in Story of My Life. So thanks to everybody for looking after us in our little trip to Birmingham. Thanks to everyone at the Archers. Thanks to Chris, our lovely engineer. His phone went off during the show. Joe Wiley's next. Have a great day, and we're back in London tomorrow morning. Goodbye. The Chris Moyle Show.